This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. 17% of Massachusetts voters already have cast ballots in the general election. Early voting began Saturday, and with exactly 2 weeks to go until the November election, holy cow, 2 weeks, the pace of early ballots in person and by mail seems unlikely to slow. Can we manage it? And when will all those votes get counted? Let's check in with Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin, who oversees the state's elections. Good to have you back again, Secretary.
Glad to be with you. Actually, we've actually gone up close to 20% of the electorate now having voted. Process by which the ballots are received, it lags a little bit. That is to say, the recording of the acceptance lags a bit, a few hours or so. So we're up to almost 1 million so far.
Okay, so that is a fast rate of change, just in these last few hours.
Yes.
Is it going the way you thought it would?
Yes, very much. We felt that there was going to be a lot of enthusiasm for voting early in person. 4 years ago, we had 1 million persons do that, and representing roughly a third of our turnout that day. We knew that the introduction, as I had proposed earlier in the year, of extended early by mail was going to eat into that a bit. But we still sense that between the anxiety over COVID, which, needless to say, given the developments of recent days around here, is even greater, as well as the concerns about counting and receipt of ballots and some of the anxieties that have been promoted, in fact, by Trump, would contribute to a high turnout. Having said that, I also think we're going to have a high in-person turnout on November 3rd. The history of early voting has been primarily it's a suburban and elderly phenomena in the past, at least, and cities tend to vote more on Election Day. Minority communities, for instance, tend to vote more in person on Election Day. One of the reasons why I insisted on retaining a full 13 hours of voting was that it was important to make sure those options were there, especially for people who might have recently relocated, for whom voting by mail wouldn't be necessarily an option. I was joined in that insistence by the ACLU and the NAACP because they, too, recognize the importance of having the opportunity to vote in person as well. So between all of it, I think we're certainly on track for probably a record turnout.
And it sounds like you're saying you think we'll be up across sort of all methods of voting, in person, early mailing. All right. So let me ask you, are polling places, let's talk about in-person early voting. Do you just go to your usual polling place or are there limited places? And how does somebody find out where to go?
Go to my official website. Or you might go to the website of your local community, but we have the complete statewide list. The hours vary and the days vary and the locations vary depending upon the size of the community. Most of the smaller communities are probably running it at their municipal offices. The larger communities are using other facilities. In fact, we encourage them to do that because, again, of COVID concerns. For instance, as you know, Boston began last weekend at Fenway Park. That was it for Fenway Park. But there are a number of neighborhood locations. Tonight is a night. I know there are multiple neighborhood locations. Other cities have maybe two or three locations, and larger towns also may have well relocated their premises where they're holding this to another building other than the municipal office building. So that's the best suggestion I have. If you go to my official website, you can look up Mass Early Vote. You can see where you can vote in person, and that will give you the hours and it will give you the location. In the community, you can vote. Any part of the community can vote at the early voting site. So, for instance, in Boston, as an example, you could vote at an East Boston early voting site, and even if you lived in Brighton, you still could cast a ballot.
So you can go anywhere as long as it's in the city.
You can go anywhere within the city and vote early, no matter where you are. That obviously is not the case on Election Day. That is November 3rd. You have to go to your local precinct on Election Day. But for this, you can go to any location and cast a ballot.
Okay, and just for listeners, www.sec.state.ma.us, right? The Secretary of State of Massachusetts. That's the website, and you can find your way to voting information from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Now, I don't mean to fangirl an election, but it is kind of exciting to see all these people turning out and to see people voting at places like Fenway Park. Does it inspire you? Are you inspired by what's going on?
Well, I'm inspired by the fact some people are turning out, not just here in Massachusetts, but throughout the country. Earlier today, I did a segment with Good Morning America, and I noted you know, we've been refuting, and I've certainly been refuting, and other election administrators have been refuting the propaganda put out by Trump that it was fraudulent and voting by mail was defective. And the best evidence that that's not true is being delivered by the millions of voters around this country that have voted in person. They're refuting the deceit of that statement. The reality is people are very concerned about voting. The integrity of our electoral process is really what's at risk here because it's being attacked. And that's really one of the cornerstones of our country. And so I'm very inspired and delighted to see so many people making sure that they vote, and in some cases having to go through additional problems of standing in line or whatever it might be to make sure their vote gets in. So I'm very inspired by that.
And what advice are you giving to municipalities that are handling this huge early volume this year?
Well, we've been working very closely with them. In many respects, one of the most difficult aspects of what they had to do is mailing out all the early ballots. That was a real challenge. We had the experience of the September primary, which was helpful, even though it was challenging, because it gave them some ideas as to what they were going to confront. Obviously, the volume increased for the November election. So that's been probably a big portion of what they've had to do. As far as the early voting sites, once again, we've been providing them with assistance, PPE, plexiglass, other advice. The bigger spaces, the better, and that's the same thing we're saying for Election Day. Even if you don't move the building, if you are in the same building where you're going to hold voting, pick the biggest space within that building you can get. You need to space people out, not just for COVID, but because we're going to presumably have a very large crowd of people. And so I think it's extremely important that local officials do that, and I think for the most part they're trying to do that.
And that is Secretary of the Commonwealth Bill Galvin. We appreciate these regular check-ins you've been doing with us. Thanks.
Well, happy to be with you. Thank you.
And we will link to the Secretary of the Commonwealth's website on our website, radioboston.org. So we just heard from Secretary Galvin some advice he is giving to municipalities. Let's talk to a municipality and find out how it's going on the ground. We're turning to Jeff Nutting, who is helping cover administrative duties in Brookline while Town Clerk Patrick Ward is on medical leave. Jeff Nutting, welcome to Radio Boston.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So what did you think of what we just heard from Secretary Galvin?
I have to say the Secretary and his team has been absolutely fantastic in supporting local clerks across the Commonwealth. We have weekly Zoom meetings. They've provided us with all kinds of information and PPE. So hats off to him and his team. They've been awesome.
And how do you feel like it's going, Jeff? Are you seeing the number of people you expected, more people than you expected? Are you feeling stable, overwhelmed? Give us a sense of it.
So this is, you know, this is what clerks live for, election. We have about 38,000 voters. We've already mailed out almost 22,000 mail-in applications and absentee ballots. And through 3 days of early voting, we've taken in over 1,300 ballots. So the overwhelming part is just getting the ballots out and getting them back in process. But we have added about 12 folks to our team to help us do that. So we're ready and we're going to get it done.
All right, now let's talk about this back. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's also exciting to see people in line. They just want to vote. And, they, you know, I've been watching the door because, as the Secretary said, we relocated 4 voting places because they were in elderly housing, homes. And so people lining up the other day to vote, it was just they were so excited to come here and cast their ballot.
What were they saying to you, Jeff?
Probably, you know, as a town clerk, we don't take position on who gets elected. So, but Brookline is heavily Democratic, so you can take it from there.
All right, fair enough. Listen, I want to ask, let's talk about these ballots that are coming in. When do they get counted and when do they get tallied? Because I think I understand that getting counted and being tallied are two different things. Is that correct?
Correct. We have 2 options this time. So we can remove the ballots prior to the election from the envelopes and then record all those and then have those fed through the ballot box on election day. That's option one. Or you can actually open them and count them before election day, but you can't record them until after 8 o'clock on November 3rd. So we will open all our ballots early, but we will send them to the polls. So each city and town has those options. And given our 20,000-plus We could never do that on election day.
So you're not going to run them through the machine on election day. You're going to count them, but you're not going to register them until election day.
In Brookline. Other places,
Brookline.
I know Newton said they were going to count them prior to election, but the totals don't go through the voting machine until after 8 p.m.
Okay. So there's enough time to count. It's not like you're frantically counting, 30,000 ballots after 8 p.m. on election
night. No. So what we'll do on election day is, as the crowd ebbs and flow, we'll just feed our ballots into the ballot. We'll have two people just feeding the absentee and early ballots through the machines as people come and go on election day. So we did that for the primary. We had about 10,000 early ballots. Didn't have any problem whatsoever.
So, Jeff, you are covering the Brookline town clerk is on medical leave. I think you started at the beginning of the year.
Yes,
you can't have imagined that you were going to be overseeing elections during a pandemic. What has this been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun. It's democracy in action. It's a lot of stress, as the secretary said, but every challenge has an answer. So I've enjoyed every minute and proud of all our employees who've stepped up to the plate in the clerk's absence, who'd been here almost 30 years. And so we have a great team. It's fun.
Well, that is Jeff Nutting with the town of Brookline. Good luck to you and your team through the rest of this election season. And thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks. Great to talk.